And now we move due west to the Cornhusker State, where wild turkeys have caused game enthusiasts to adjust their clocks.
First thing we're going to do is probably get up about 4 o'clock in the morning, and we call that O Dark 30 here in Nebraska.
That's Greg Wagner of the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. He's here to talk spring turkey hunting. Welcome back, Mr. Wagner.
Welcome back. I've got the hen turkey call going right there for you.
All right. Now, we've talked with you in the past about catfish and carp, and now we're moving from the water to the woods. I understand that if we want to have a conversation about turkey hunting, you have to get me up to speed first on the lingo. So let's start with turkey calls. Tell me about them.
Yeah, there's a whole series of turkey calls, and different sounds mean different things to turkeys. And what we're basically trying to do in the springtime is we're trying to imitate the calls that a hen would make to lure a gobbler within shooting range. And the predominant call is a yelp like this one. And she's just kind of making some sounds like that. She might be off on her own, this hen turkey, wandering in the woods, or she may be with other toms. When turkeys come down off of the roost, they're going to be making different sounds and calls as well. Sometimes that particular hen will be doing some cuts to alert other birds in the flock. And then she might just be clucking while she's feeding on some grasshoppers in the prairie.
So you're pretending to be the hen in order to catch this gobbler during springtime, which is mating season, I
take it. We're in the heart of their breeding cycle right now, and we're trying to imitate their girlfriends to try to draw in one of those love-struck gobblers.
Where do turkeys roost? Are they up in the trees?
Yeah, turkeys like to roost in trees at nighttime. In Nebraska, they're predominantly roosting in large bur oak trees, large cottonwood trees that might overlook kind of a small canyon-type area. That way they have a great breadth to be able to see any predators that might come near them. But they love those large, older trees here in Nebraska for a roost tree because generally the whole flock can get into that tree.
So if we're lucky enough to bag a turkey when we're out on our hunt, what's the next step? How do I get this ready to take to the table?
Well, one of the things I like to do is I have kind of a roast wild turkey in a sack type method. If folks remember one thing from our broadcast here today, it's moisture. I grease a bag inside with melted shortening. I brush that turkey with melted shortening, a little salt and pepper. I'll make a dressing, maybe adding some mushrooms or oysters. I stuff the bird. I fit this turkey into this cooking bag. And when it's done from the oven, I remove everything, but I don't open the sack of that wild turkey for at least 20 minutes because this allows the turkey, there we go, to absorb the steam for moisture meat. And that simple method right there is one of the greatest ways to prepare wild turkeys.
Thanks again for talking with us.
Thank you very much. Come to Nebraska.
Greg Wagner is with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission.